Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I couldn't be more excited to dive back into the Scriptures with you today. In our last episode, we journeyed down the path of sharing our faith. Today, we'll explore how to have natural and meaningful conversations about faith with the people in our lives. The practical way to engage those in our circles of relationships, for example, our friends, classmates, teammates, family members, or whomever in the conversation that matters most, is a gospel conversation. I'm going to talk about how to navigate a gospel conversation from takeoff to touchdown. One of the big takeaways from today's episode is that a gospel conversation should be just that. A conversation, not a presentation. It's so important to be sensitive to where the other person is coming from and to start from where they're at. From there, we can do our best to point them toward Jesus. And a great example is Paul doing this in Acts 17. I'm going to break this down into multiple parts. The first part is Acts 17, 22 part B through 23, which says, "People of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious. For as I walk around and look carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, 'To an unknown God.' So you are ignorant of the very thing you worship. And this is what I'm going to proclaim to you." Paul observes that the Athenians are very religious, with numerous altars and shrines dedicated to various gods. He notes the existence of an altar to the unknown God, recognizing their openness to the divine. Now, let's look at Acts 17, 24 through 25, which says, "The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in temple built by human hands. And he's not served by human hands as if he needed anything. Rather, he himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else." Paul declares that this unknown God is the true God, the creator of the universe. He emphasizes that this God is not confined to man-made temples or served by human hands, as he is the ultimate source of life and breath for all. Acts 17, 27 through 28 states, "God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he's not far from any one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring." This highlights the analogy of humanity with the divine creator. Paul emphasizes that God is not distant, but rather intimately involved in human existence. In him we live and move and have our being. This passage illustrates Paul's skillful approach to sharing the gospel with a diverse audience. He connected with their existing beliefs and values while presenting the truth of God in a way that was both relevant and understandable. He didn't compromise his message, but he presented it in a way that was relevant and accessible to his audience. This is a valuable lesson for anyone seeking to share their faith with others. Finding common ground is essential for building bridges of communication and understanding. Here is a three-part approach that can help you navigate a spiritual conversation. It's called ask, admire, admit. Ask questions to understand where others are coming from spiritually. The purpose behind asking questions about what others believe is not to trap them, but to understand them and help you recognize any relational barriers that might be keeping them from considering Jesus. Admire what you can about others' belief systems to help them open up. Your intent here is try to find areas of common ground you can compliment them on. The great thing about admiring what you can about what others believe is that it helps you establish common ground with the person you're talking to. It starts by building bridges instead of walls. Admit you know you have fallen short and you needed someone to rescue you. That someone is Jesus. Then you can share your personal faith story. When you admit that you're not perfect and that you need Jesus, it also helps break down barriers because it demonstrates humility. It moves you out of the know-it-all and paves the way for authentic conversation about the gospel and your personal faith journey. When you admit your own need for Jesus, it communicates that you're just one beggar trying to show another beggar where to find bread. In a religious context, particularly within Christianity, this phrase is often used to describe how believers share their faith with others. No one is perfect or has it all figured out. I know I don't. But by sharing their own experiences and pointing others to Jesus, the bread of life, they can offer hope and guidance. So that's ask, admire, admit. It's a very simple approach to navigating a spiritual conversation with someone. Now, let's talk about how you go about shining a light directly on the gospel message you have just explained to someone in a way that encourages them to decide for Jesus. So, let's say you've just had an ask, admire, admit conversation with someone. You have shared your own story, and you've explained Jesus' story, the gospel. They've been interested and engaged. So, what do you do next? How do you land the plane, so to speak? You can do this by asking two simple questions. One, does that make sense? If they say no, this is an opportunity for you to clarify anything that's confusing them or to identify more specifically what they're still wondering about, so you can continue the discussion, either on the spot or later. Now, if they say yes, you can ask them the next question. Are you ready to put your faith in Jesus alone to forgive you for all your sins? This is what you call yes, the yes factor. It's a powerful reminder that our efforts, however small, can have eternal significance. Let's continue to sow the seeds of the gospel, trusting that God will bring forth the harvest. Now let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of knowing you and for the joy of sharing that knowledge with others. Give us courage and boldness to engage those within our circles, to be intentional in our relationships, and to look for opportunities to share your love. May our words be seasoned with grace. And may the Holy Spirit work through us to draw others to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, everyone, that is all for today. I truly thank you for listening to Scripture Seekers Ministry. And if you like this program, please tell a friend, and I so look forward to next time. May God's blessing be upon you as you engage in your circle, sharing your story, and keep diving into the Scriptures. Take care, my friends.